Welcome to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis, and today I'm joined by a member of our church here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene, Chuck Bowles. Chuck, how are you doing today?
Hey, Grayson, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's good to have you.
It's great to be here.
You're always full of laughter and full of joy. But I have you in today to talk about a few ministries that you're involved in. Yep. And the first is something that you call Boys Club that you do at Bel Air Nursing Home. Mm-hmm. Just start out by talking about how you got involved in that and what that's about.
Well, first of all, I was kind of blessed to be invited into the ground floor, if you will, of the Bel Air organization by their director of marketing, and asked me if I would be interested in starting some ministries for the Bel Air residents. The first of which we worked on was creating a multi-congregational or multi-denominational ministry so that the needs of the various residents at Bel Air would be spiritually served by the faith of their choice. After that, we got to talking about the guys at Bel Air and how we could get the guys together once a month and maybe do, discuss a variety of topics. So anyway, launched that, and the first month was a disaster, an absolute disaster. I took in a bunch of sports paraphernalia, you know, some Super Bowl rings, things of that nature, and realized that of the 14 or 15 fellows that attended the get-together, the conversation kind of fizzled out after about 15 minutes. And the challenge was that we have men who are very cognizant, very present, very aware of their surroundings, etc., combined with a group of men that, quite frankly, have memory challenges and difficulty staying focused on the topic at hand. So after about 2 months, I came up with a solution, and I call it the Bel Air Boys Club Hour of Cheer and Sunshine. We take 1 hour every month, the first Thursday of every month at 10 o'clock in the morning. And by the way, Grayson, anybody is invited to come. I mean, it's just not limited to the residents. We like to have other people come from outside the Bel Air facility to participate with the guys. They really, really enjoy it. So what we do is every month we throw some names into the hat and we pull out a name. And the name we pull out will be the focus of the next month's get-together, and that's the name of some old television show rerun. So the first month we had Andy Griffith. Well, got all the guys together, and guess what? They absolutely loved it. They laughed. They talked about Andy Griffith. They talked about Barney Fife. It really brought the men together on a common denominator, which laughter does. You know, when people laugh together, they love together. Let's not kid ourselves. But what we do is after the episode was over, then we'd sit down and we'd talk about lessons learned, you know, about the healthy relationship between two men, for example, between Barney Fife and Andy, you know, the sheriff, and how Andy and his son had this great relationship. So we try and bring into the event that of positive lessons of fellowship, friendship, and the like. Last month was hilarious because the month before we drew out I Love Lucy. And so we watched one episode of I Love Lucy that was Lucy's first airplane trip, which was absolutely hilarious. And then afterwards, all the guys talked about the first time they flew in a plane, the last time they took a plane trip together, this, that, and the other. The bottom line is once a month, we bring these guys together who, quite frankly, every day live a life that is pretty much the same routine. They get up, they have breakfast, they go back, they go take a nap. They get up from the nap, they go to lunch. They go back to the rooms, they have a nap, then they get up for dinner, then they go back to the rooms and have a nap. I mean, that's it. That's I call it the squirrel cage of life that they're running in. And so we try and bring them out of that cage, and that's the whole purpose. We just want to keep it really simple. We want to keep it very, very positive. We want these men to walk away saying, you know what, I learned something today. And the important thing about this particular program, the Boys Club at Bel Air, or the Bel Air Boys Club, is we want to bring a moment of cheer and sunshine into their lives that is relevant to their lives. And so that's it. That's as simple as it is, and we want to keep it simple that way.
And how long did you say you've been doing this boys club at Bel Air Nursing Home, Chuck?
We just launched this not more than about 5 months ago. In fact, this next month, and I'll say the first Thursday of every month at 10 o'clock in the morning, we're going to invite the women to attend the boys club adventure, and then we're all going to have lunch together afterwards, and then after that, I'm going to be doing a lunch and learn presentation for them and an outside invited audience as well.
Sounds good, Chuck. Sounds like a great way to get people, like you said, on common ground and to bring happiness and laughter to people who might otherwise be living in a tough situation.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm 72 years old, and, you know, many times I look forward and I'm saying, whoops, that's me in 10 or 15 years. And I just hope there are guys out there that 10 or 15 years from now come into my life and say, hey, you know what, let's bring a smile to your life today. So it's about being relevant, and it's about elevating people to a higher level of appreciation of life, regardless of the circumstances they might be faced with.
Also, you're a part of another ministry called Second Opinion Mentor. Talk a little bit about that, what it's about, and how you got involved with that.
You know, this is really cool. I am just, this is an idea that hit me a number of years ago. As you know, my career is all centered around business coaching and personal coaching and coaching business owners and helping companies do better, bottom line. And I realized that a lot of the business owners I was working with, after a while, they really didn't need my coaching or consulting anymore. I mean, we'd kind of gone through all the elements we needed to bring them into what I call alignment for higher levels of success and productivity. But for some reason, a lot of my clients would keep calling me up, and I said, wait a minute, hang on, time out. You want me to come in, spend an hour with you, charge you a fee that I don't think I earn. I don't think I, you know, and many times when I come in and meet with you, you just want to sit there and say, well, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? What do you think of that? You just want my opinion. So you shouldn't have to pay a lot for my opinion. So here's what I'm willing to do. We're going to create, and I did create, a very, very, very low cost, very affordable program called Second Opinion Mentor. And what this is as follows. And it's biblically based, by the way. All my business consulting, etc., is biblically based. If you can't find the answer in the Bible, you don't have a problem. Hopefully you'd agree with me on that. So the day we have a preset on the Second Opinion Mentor, we have a preset time where we have a phone conference, me and a client, say for 15 to 30 minutes. The day before, they email me any challenges that they are facing in their business, along with two solutions. So if you have a problem, I don't want you to send me just the problem so that the next day we end up just discussing the problem. That's not the point. What I want us to focus on is focusing on the solutions and the collateral impacts those solutions can have on your life or on your business. But here's the kicker. And the Second Opinion Mentor, when you send me a description of the problem you're faced with in business, you also have to outline two solutions to the problem that are supported by scripture wisdom. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So what happens after a while, what's really been so cool about this program, is after a while, what I find is that the person becomes more empowered to making wiser decisions based upon biblical wisdom. And so when we do discuss the problem and the solutions during our discussion, when they call me the next day, we're focusing in on the solutions, We're focusing in on the biblical basis for the solution and any collateral impact those decisions or those solutions will have upon their personal life, their family life, or their business life.
Well, that sounds cool, Chuck. And certainly when you're talking about you don't have a problem if you can find the answer in the Bible. And I think this sounds like something where you're giving people, kind of reminding them the easy way to find the answer, kind of search for the answer on their own, search for the solution for themselves, so to speak, before they come to you.
Yeah, and the other thing that's really cool about this, it really challenges me, because when they send me their email the day before with the problem and their solutions and scripture, then it really forces me, if you will, to also seek scripture and maybe seek additional scripture. So really what it, what our discussions become is more biblical discussions than business discussions. And I can't tell you how refreshing that is. I'm working with a gentleman in Iowa right now who's going through a business transition. He says, I'm having a real struggle, he said, because in 6 months, my business will transfer to the new owner. And so during the last 6 months, I'm challenged with all these things that I never realized I'd be challenged with as I try and wind out of this career, not knowing what I'm going to do next. I don't know if that makes sense. And he said the new owner that's come in and bought the business is operating it a lot different than I did. So he says, I'm dealing with those conflicts. So we set up a program where once a week he and I chat, and he just identifies those things he's struggling with in this transition, this career transition, life transition. And all our discussions are about the Bible. And it's really, really, it's just so cool. And it's great when we have of the common denominator of God's wisdom bringing us together. It so outweighs any stress, any unknowns, any problems that we might be facing on a day-to-day basis, either as an individual or as a business owner.
Well, it's good to have somebody to remind us of the simple things sometimes. Not that the word is simple, but, you know, just things that we didn't think of. Sometimes mm-hmm. when people remind us of stuff, we're like, oh, well, why didn't I think of that? But it sounds like that this is a great opportunity not only to give people advice about business, but about life and how to use the Bible to help guide them on their path in life.
Yeah, and you know, really it boils down to iron sharpens iron. And that's really what the Second Opinion Mentor is all about, is iron sharpening iron, and it's really cool.
Well, Chuck, thanks for joining me today. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about either of these two ministry opportunities that you're involved in that we haven't talked about so far?
No, that's it. I try and keep it simple and focused on what is relevant to a person's life, if you will, and what is relevant to their relationship with God. So it's good life. You know what I mean? You know that, Grayson.
Right. Well, Chuck, do you mind closing our program out in prayer, whatever's on your heart right now?
Absolutely. Thanks, Grayson, for, first of all, this opportunity to come together with you. It's really great service that you're doing for just not our church here at First Church of the Nazarene, but also for our greater community. So you're to be applauded in that, and I appreciate everything. And I know a lot of people speak through me on this. Appreciate everything that you do, just not for us here locally, but for the greater community. So we'll close in prayer.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to come together to, as in the words of Mark 4:8, put some good seed on good soil. And so, Lord, hopefully everybody's day will be blessed by what little wisdom they might have been introduced to today, but Lord, what's more important is that they're introduced to you and introduce you into their hearts. So Lord, let's close this with a blessing as you would have us be blessed by your Son Jesus in his precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen. Chuck, thanks again for joining me here on Front Porch Talks. Also, is there any other words of wisdom, some scripture that you might want to leave us with?
Well, I already mentioned Mark 4:8, so I'd encourage everybody to look up that scripture. And, you know, and the reading of scripture, just not the verse itself, but the verses before and the verses after, so we can embrace the full meaning of it. And I'd like to share my favorite psalm in Psalm 15, and that would be for the men. And I guess also for the men, I would say that Proverbs 31 would be something to read and remind yourself just how important your wife is in your life.
Well, thank you, Chuck. Once again, Chuck Bowles here on Front Porch Talks. Thanks for listening, and may God bless. Thank you.